What is up? My name is Kevin Wu. I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Lived and Spy podcast. Today, I talk about four things I regret doing when I first started my fitness journey. If I didn't make these four mistakes, I would have been to where I am a lot faster. So listen up.
Today, August 1st, so another month going down.
Right, so July just passed. If you guys are not grinding on those fitness goals, or you said you do it tomorrow or the next month, well, guess what? It's the next month already. We're another month down, almost another year coming up over here. So you better get on your ass, get on those fitness goals. I'm calling you out if that's you. So today's podcast is going to be about four things I regret doing when I first started my fitness journey. So these regrets are going to be a standpoint of things I did that really held me back from making the progress I could have potentially really made. And I would have been to where I am today if I didn't make these mistakes. I would have got here much faster. So much faster. So I used to weigh 100 pounds pretty much before I started lifting. And now I'm pretty much like 200 pounds, right? My peak weight was 210. That's still with abs pretty lean relatively. My stage weight, for you guys who are wondering, like 170 pounds basically, when I was at like 6% body fat, super lean, leanest in my life. So that's giving you some stats over there. But if I didn't do these four things, yeah, I could definitely be where I am today much faster. So number one is me freestyling my workouts every time I went in. So that was something I really did. I was like, okay, I'm going to work out my chest today. So I'd go in and I would do some chest exercise, right? Either whatever I felt like doing that day, or if it's a new exercise I saw online, or if it's like, yeah, a lot of them were like new exercises online. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try that out. Okay, that's another cool one. We didn't have like TikTok back then. So I would see it on like YouTube or like Instagram or something like that. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to add that in. Yeah, I'm going to try that. And a lot of times, a lot of those exercises really felt good, right? So like a plate press, for example, I used to do that a lot because I felt a contraction. I'm like, oh my God, I can feel my chest so great. And that was like a great staple for a good while. But nonetheless, it was a terrible exercise, terrible to grow my chest. So freestyle workouts, saw some cool exercise online. I'm like, I'm doing that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that one. I'm going to do that one. And the next time I went in, I'm like, what do I feel like doing? And sometimes, let's just say some exercises are taken, like let's say the bench press taken. I'm like, okay, I'll do like the incline barbell bench press instead, or I'll do like a flat dumbbell instead, right? So I didn't really have that set workout plan. I just went in. It's arm day. I'm just going to hit some arm exercises that I know of, and I smash a lot of them too as well. So two is going to be tied into that one, is doing too many exercises and sets. So a lot of times, let's say I found those cool exercises, I would just add them on top of what I was doing. So at the end of the day, I'd be doing like 6 or 7 bicep exercises because I would just add. Sometimes I wouldn't, but like, yeah, a lot of times I would just add on top of that one without just taking out other ones. And I would do like 4 sets each, right? So that'd be a lot, right? 7 exercises on like a bicep and like 4 sets. That's like what, 28 sets in one workout for a bicep? That's way too much, right? You can't recover from that in a timely manner, especially I was working out like twice a week for each muscle group. And also wasn't be able to grow as much because I was, doing way too much volume to create that like the perfect amount of stimulus where I was able to grow and recover from in time for my next session. And intensity obviously really matters more, right? Just outputting the more amount of weight. And I couldn't do that if I was really fatiguing the muscles to that extent. So doing too many exercise and sets, right? A lot of people do like 5 sets, 4 sets, that stuff. You don't really need that many, right? 3 sets is plenty. 2 sets is even plenty if you go really hard. A lot of my exercises, I would say 99% of my exercise I do right now, my workout routine, are 2 sets. If you're going really hard on that muscle group, 2 sets is a lot, right? I would rather do 2 sets really hard than 4 sets, like average, right? And when I say average, I mean like you're not really pushing yourself to that near failure range. Maybe you're doing an RP of 5, which is leaving like 5 reps in the tank. What to say, because a lot of people do, is let's say if they really could do a gun pointed to their head, they could literally do 5 more reps, right? So that'd be like a RP of 5, right? So a lot of people kind of stop once it feels tiring and when it kind of it's struggling, but you could really push past to a further extent a lot more than you think for most people. So Doing too many exercises and sets, no, not great. Intensity wins. Now, number three is going to be eating foods I hated, right? So this made it really hard for me to be in like a calorie surplus because I was trying to gain weight, you know, being 100 pounds because I would dread eating, right? It'd take me 40 minutes to like, eat each meal itself. And also didn't use seasoning, sauces, or anything. All my food was really bland. For example, like, you know, I just eat like plain chicken breast that was cooked straight from frozen into the oven side of things and had no seasoning, no sauces. And I'd use just plain broccoli itself where I just steamed it. And yeah, I put those together and just some rice with no sauce or it's like a potato, like a steamed potato and with no sauce, no nothing like that. And I hated all those foods and it was so hard to eat. It was so hard to eat. Now this goes for vice versa too as well in terms of eating foods you hate. Let's just say you're on a cut right now or trying to lose weight. If you eat foods you hate and have that always on, like, on your meal plan, eat every day, you're likely to go eat off that meal plan because you're thinking about all the other foods that taste so much better, right? You're like, wow, that pizza is a million times better than this bland chicken breast and broccoli, right? And your mind's always going to go to that one, right? Depending on how serious you are towards your goals and how committed if you have something coming up. But a lot of people kind of give into that one because like, yeah, my food sucks. This thing is way better. And yeah, so a lot of times they let their mind kind of window from that side of things and tend to give in and they're like, yep, okay, now I have that, right? And I'm not saying that it's 100% be you, right? But eating foods I hated made it so hard for me to just eat and just like, yeah, it was bad. But I was super committed to my goals itself because my internal drive was more so my brother calling me anorexic. And when I saw the picture of me like an anorexic person on Google, because I didn't know what that meant, like that's how I thought he perceived me. And he was like my role model. I wanted to be like him. He was better at me than everything, right? Lifting wise, lifting more weights, every single sport we did, just everything, and grades wise too as well. It's like he was my role model. When he saw me like that in my head, I'm like, holy shit, like that was like the worst thing ever, right? So that commitment to myself and just him seeing me like the image I saw on Google was a big wake-up call. And like that was super motivating for me. And that was like something I used in my head every single day to push further. And every single meal I ate was like, I'm not gonna be like that. I'm like, I'm gonna be something else. I don't want to ever be called anorexic again. Never, like being called skinny and whatever like that, toothpick was whatever, but anorexic on that level was just something that changed my life because I'm like, holy shit, like he sees me to this extent, right? That extent was an extreme. And I was like, I cannot bear to stand that, right? It just made my stomach like super upset. And I was like a holy shit moment. So with that being said, my internal drive over there was super, super, super strong. And I like would do whatever the fuck it took because I hate every single food I ate. There's not a single thing I liked. All right. Or even not hate it. That's why it took me so long to eat my meals. And for the guys who know me now, I just demolish meals in like 5 minutes and it's like super, super fast because I absolutely love food. And yeah, I have an absolutely amazing appetite and a huge, huge, huge amount of food I could eat. So last but not least is not tracking my workouts. So that's the fourth thing I regret not doing because in the gym, I would always guess like the weight I did and like have relative estimate in my head. I'm like, oh yeah, I threw on like 135 pounds on the bench press last week. You know, I think I did like 7 reps. So, you know, I'm just going to go bang it out and see how many reps I could do. Maybe I get less this week. And then the following week, maybe I get more. I don't really know, but it's like a relative number. It's like, I think I got 8, right? But in reality, when I did start tracking my workouts and I try to use the same tactic, I'm like, I think I got like 8 reps, right? But in reality, when I track my workout, and then I was like, I actually got like 10. I'm like, oh shoot, like if I aim for like, you know, 8 or 9 reps in this workout and I got that, then I wouldn't really making that muscle progress. I wouldn't be gaining muscle because it's not something I did more than before. So hopefully that kind of makes sense over there. So these numbers would be a little more skewed. I didn't really have a specified number. The best part about tracking workouts, I think, is one, it gives you a more tangible number and a reference to aim for, right? Because if you're just aiming for like a random number, like let's say you don't know how much weight you did last time, 135 for 8 reps, you're just kind of guessing, then you're maybe going 4-9 or something like that, right? But it's a guess nonetheless, right? When you have like actual numbers and statistics over there, you're like, okay, I actually got 135 for 10 reps. So this time I'm going to aim for 11 reps, and it's a tangible number. And next time you go and you go for like 11 or 12 reps, right? And you see that over time increase. And if you actually have these stats to rely on, you can look back and like, why not make a progress? Maybe it was my sleep. Maybe it was my diet. Maybe it's something my training. Maybe I need to reduce my volume. Maybe I need to do a little bit more, which is usually never the case. So you can always look at these stats and kind of reevaluate and see what needs to be changed. So that's what a really good standpoint from a coach wise, and also as a client wise, just you trying to progress. There's all these things, right? But the number one thing is having a number to strive for and beat. That's my number one reason why tracking workouts is really, really, really key. So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. That's four things I regret doing when I first started my fitness journey. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in their 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time. That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure you hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you.